at that time they got into developing the lake, and the land that we're on right now was mostly marsh or swamp out here leading right into the lake. And they pumped in a huge amount of soil in here, cut trees, pumped in this soil, and built subdivisions. Ultimately subdivisions were made of that land. And they built an airport at the same time, which was opened in 1932, 33, I believe, which is right across the way here. And it was called Shushan Airport after the head of the levee board for a long time. But then he went to jail because he was part of the Louisiana scandals. When after Huey Long died, they all started stealing everything that wasn't nailed down. And they got into a squabble with Franklin Roosevelt, who sent the feds down after him. And the investigator caught him with gold bathtubs and so on. building their mansions and gold bathtubs. Well, they did have gold fixtures. I don't know if they had gold bathtubs. But they did have gold fixtures, or at least plated, in many of their bathrooms and what have you, and the most luxurious fittings, most of which had been paid for by ill-gotten federal money that they were siphoning off for themselves, and a lot of them went to jail, including Abe Shushan, and at that point they took his name off the... We still have... I don't know where it is here. We have a plaque from Shushan Airport with Abe's bust on it and so on. Its name, Shushan Airport. They took that off. His widow gave it to us. We have his papers. And renamed it New Orleans Airport. They tried to erase the name from the airport, but that was one of the funny things. And I think the engineers, that they said, how much will it cost to get the name off this airport? Because apparently the urinals and the toilets and the doorknobs and the tile on the roof, everything had Shushan's name in it. The engineers finally concluded it'd be easier to tear it down and build another building than to get the name off of everything. So they
the name
just,
is still there?
Here and there, you can still find it. But they tried to eliminate the name. And that's one of the more amusing tales.
You mentioned swamp and marsh. You said the land was marsh or swamp. Is there a difference between
those
two?
Yes, there is a distinct difference. Swamp is really where you have a lot of high growth, trees, cypress, oak, but mostly cypress, poplar, things like that growing in, and maple sometimes, a lot of weeping willow. And it's usually bayou-laced. It's partially fern ground, partially mushy. Usually laced heavily though with bayous and waterways and so on, slow-moving waterways. The marsh, on the other hand, is mainly prairie. It's watery. There are spots where you can walk and it's solid, but most of it is such that if you tried to walk on it, you would sink up to your knees or even to your hips in it. The only thing that would prevent you from sinking would be to step on the center of a clump of high grass, and that would hold you up. But it's literally floating, sort of floating mass on top of muck, and very marshy. It's given to much flooding and so on. And except along the spoil banks where the oil companies have run canals through it and they throw up the earth on the spoil bank, there you may find a few straggly oaks growing, a few miscellaneous trees. Most of it is flat, plain, looks like tall grass, and if you step in it, you'd sink very, very deep. And that's where you do most of your duck hunting and so on in those areas, and back in the little lakes that are back in there, and the